Jenna Begley, event coordinator.
All right, Jenna, I see that we have an event going on called the Old Threshers. Tell me, what are the Old Threshers?
Well, we're an organization that supports some of the old farming ways, you know, back in the 1800s.
Okay, and how long have you guys been running this event?
This is our 27th annual event.
It's a long time running.
Yes, we've gotten bigger and bigger every year, added more every year, and so it just keeps growing and getting bigger.
Very good. I do see that there's a lot on the schedule here. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on?
Sure. Yeah, we have a lot going on. We kick off on Thursday, September 11th with our fish fry and the queen contest that night, and also some team sorting. And there is no fee to get in the grounds that night. And then Friday starts off our big day. We have school tours for the local schools that we give out for free, and also the local nursing homes. We have continuous demonstrations, plowing, threshing, sawmills. There's free rides for the kids. We have a steam locomotive train. Just lots of stuff to see and do. Saturday is our biggest day usually, and that night we also have a concert with the Kentucky Headhunters, who will be opened up by Stroker Ace, and that all starts at 7. And it's $10 for the entire weekend for all 3 days, the 12th through the 14th.
Okay, and if someone wanted to get in just one day, not the whole weekend, is the admission still the same?
Yes, it's $10. The only day that's different is $5 on Sunday, if you come on Sunday.
Okay, and what kind of food and beverage stalls will you have available for people?
We have two great food stands with pork burgers, hamburgers, you know, all the good stuff there. And then we also have an old-time kitchen that's a free will donation, and it cooks old-time meals that you would have had back in the early 1900s or late 1800s.
Yummy.
Yes, it's very, very good.
Okay, and I also see that you are going to have displays of working steam engines, the Alco steam train, car shows, a bunch of stuff like that going on as well. Is that right?
Yes, we will. And we also have a lot of bluegrass music going on. We have open jam sessions throughout the day where people just bring their instruments and, you know, get in and play.
Awesome. That sounds like a lot of fun. You had stated something about free rides for the kids. Is that only for that one day, or is that for the whole weekend?
That's for the whole weekend. There's a rocking boat ride that's powered by a tractor. There's a steam-powered merry-go-round. We have a train that goes around, a barrel train that goes around all of the fairgrounds. We also have a Ferris wheel, and it's all free for the kids.
Okay. Well, can we go ahead and review times and locations, when it kicks off, when it ends, and how do we get there?
It kicks off on Thursday, the September 11th, and it ends on Sunday, September 14th. It's right there in Shelbina, Missouri, at the Shelby County Fairgrounds. Take 36 right into Shelbina and take the Highway 15 exit towards the north, and it's right there on the right-hand side of the road.
Easy enough.
Yep, very easy to get to.
All right, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about this event?
It's a very fun event, and we encourage people to jump in and join us on the fun. You know, if you feel like riding a steam tractor, ask somebody to drive it, and they would let you. It's very open, and they like to educate and have people join in.